This is the Pacifica National Board Technology Committee meeting for May the 28th, and Michael Woodson, the chair. And before we get started here, we're going to see if anyone will be the secretary or the minute taker for tonight. Do we have any volunteers?
Yeah, I can do that. Henry Noor.
Henry, okay. Henry has been gracious enough to offer to take the minutes, and it's just protocol and courtesy to ask if that's okay with everybody. Is that okay with everybody?
We thank Henry enormously.
Sounds good.
Hear, hear.
Yes. So, thank you, Henry.
All right. So, Henry, thank you very much for taking the minutes, and then we should move on to setting an agenda. So, you know, I've sent out an email asking for agenda items, and I didn't get many back. And so I thought I would just ask you all tonight if you have a certain direction you think the committee should take.
This is Bill.
Okay, Bill.
Maybe some more discussion about how to promote digital distribution at each of our stations and what we can do, you know, to coordinate that.
Hi, Carolyn Burton on the call.
Okay, Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi. Sorry to be late.
Okay, digital distribution, that's good. We can open that up.
I have two suggestions. One procedural. Are you going to call the roll? It would help me get down the names of the people here. But
good.
The other substantive suggestion is that perhaps we could have somebody from each station just give a little description of the state of the station's digital efforts, the website, the archiving, podcasting, whatever is happening at each station.
Okay. Andrea?
We just said hello.
Andrea. Andrea Fishman.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
Hi, Andrea. Okay, good.
Hi.
Andrea, we're talking about possible minute items, and I'm mindful that we need to take roll, so let's do that and go back to talking about. Thanks, Henry, for reminding us to do that. I guess we need to establish that there's quorum before we actually talk about the agenda. So, on procedural grounds, we'll take the roll. And Henry, do you want to do that?
I don't have the names of everybody here, so I'd rather have you do it, and then I'll compile a list.
Okay.
If you've got all the names.
I'll call the people who I know are here, and if I miss your name, please tell me at the end of this roll call, all right? Henry Noor.
Here.
Anthony Fest.
Here.
Wendy Schrell.
Here.
Rob Robinson.
Here.
Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Bob Lederer.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Jack Van Aken.
Present.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Andrea Fishman.
Here.
And John Amala.
Here.
Is there anyone whose name I didn't call? Please speak now. Give us your full name.
Ali Lexa, KPFK.
I'm sorry, Ali. Ali Lexa. Okay, that should do it, Henry.
Got it. Thank you.
Michael?
Wendy, go ahead.
So I kind of know who's from what station, but it sounds like all the BAIs are here, all the KPFTs are here. Is there someone missing from KPFK?
Dave Adelson's not here, I guess.
Okay. And then PFW, just so people understand, we talked about this before we got on the call, was that, they have just recently elected their directors and kind of finalized their election, so they haven't had a chance to elect LSB members to this committee yet. Sounds like KPFA is all here, right?
I think so.
So I guess that's it, right? We're just going to, apparently PFW is going to hold their election probably before our next election for this, our next meeting for this committee. That's all we're waiting for, but we're going to go ahead, right? So we have quorum.
Yeah, for the second time this evening, we did not have time to have elections for committees to the PNB. However, if part of the issue is there a listing of who's on the committee? I did send Michael such a listing some time ago, and I can go find it if there's a question about the composition of this committee.
The only question, if
I may. Is that an issue?
This is Carolyn. There might be an issue, I'm not sure. When the PNB was selecting its directors, I left this committee, or said I wanted to, in order to take on another assignment, but then it turned out that I did not go on to that committee. So I'm not sure that my resignation was official. there's no one else from no other director from BA here, so I guess I'm it, but I don't know if anyone wants to hold my resignation against me and make us reselect. I'm not sure we would have anybody new. But that is my status, anyway.
Well, I would like to thank you for joining the call.
Or is everyone getting notice of the meeting?
I certainly am.
I mean, obviously, the people on this call obviously are, but like the other people at WBAI, Carolyn, do you think are they getting the notice?
Well, Andrea Fishman is here, and Bob Lederer.
And Bob's here.
Oh, that's right.
The point, I think, is that the PNB has not elected someone to take Carolyn's place, so she's here.
Okay.
Are you still resigning?
No, I will stay, because I know everybody, every committee needs someone, one director, and I'll be glad to stay, since no one else seemed eager to fill that role. And I didn't have to take on another assignment, as it turns out, so I will have time, if that is all right with everyone here.
I've got the roster of people in front of me from earlier this year, if there are any questions of what the population is of the technology committee.
This seems to be the one that the population seems to match the roster. I just looked at it also.
Yay!
Okay, can we move ahead then?
Okay, I would also add to the agenda maybe a report from John, if he has anything to say, or at least open it up so that, you know, he can give us an update on whatever he's working on currently, as is our custom.
I don't have anything.
All right. any other amended item? Any other agenda items?
Is there any report on the agenda of the status of HD radio at KPFT and any other station that has it up and running?
Okay, we'll put HD radio down.
Maybe if you were going to take up my suggestion of having a report on each station, I talked about the digital stuff, but we could report on both digital and HD at the same time.
All right. We'll do that. All right. Well, I think once we get into these two items, we'll get carried into the length of the meeting. So let's talk about, should I flip a coin, digital distribution first?
Go alphabetical.
Okay, so we can have the digital distribution and then the each station report. So the each comes after the digital distribution. Okay. So okay, and Rob, you're something of a poobah for this thing, so why don't you kind of tell us where you are and where those plans were, you know, or where they are now?
Well, I've completed the report and reported to both management and the PNB, and Mr. Chair, I would rather discuss this with the members of the committee. I don't want to discuss this, perhaps we shouldn't go there. I have not been able to have any discussions with management about this.
Right.
And I've had a couple of discussions with the leadership of the PNB that suggest that they think that the digital distribution is a joke. And including some members of this committee. So I don't feel comfortable having a discussion in an adversarial environment, you know. So
I heard someone speak up.
That would be Henry.
Henry, go.
I'm floored. I appreciate your, your concern about having discussion in an adversarial environment. On the other hand,
I didn't mean this committee. I mean, I really feel like that we've once again drawn an iron curtain down between management and governance, and we can't have these discussions. But let's go forward, Henry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to suggest the members of this committee.
Sorry, Henry, again, just one more, just to follow on that. Could you just explain, I don't want to get into a he said, she said thing, but
sure.
But just to understand where we're at as a foundation, mm-hmm. Could you explain who said it was a joke, or in what sense they thought it was a joke, and what's behind
I've
that?
Heard a couple of people have reported to me that all the notion of digital distribution was about was some crazy stuff with Creative Commons licensing.
Maybe we can have some of the other directors address this if they've come across this.
Pardon me?
Maybe some of your fellow directors have come across this shift in attitude, because the directors last year totally supported it with unanimous votes. So is there a sea change in this? Carolyn, Wendy, who else?
My ear has not been to the ground on this.
Lonnie?
I'm sorry, this is all new to me.
Jack, I don't know. I mean, we've been working on digital distribution as a committee under the assumption that when the money was made available, it would materialize, and we were going to start, encouraging the foundation in that direction.
Well, this is Bob.
Okay, Bob.
I wanted to ask Rob if you could just, I guess for some of us it's refresh, and for others it's for the first time, just tell us some of the key next steps that you think Pacifica should take to move forward on digital.
Sure. One of them has to do with using the internet as a way of making a broader range of Pacifica program content available than is currently available. For example, most of our stations do not have access, nor do the listeners know about programming that's available at other stations, or things like specials like the Winter Soldier special or the archive special. So one of the notions was that we would begin putting more programming on the internet for Pacifica. Another was that we would develop our ability to create a place where we can collect pod-safe music. Another was that we would do things like begin working to form partnerships with organizations that we've already reached out to, such as the Internet Archive, to explore ways to, for example, digitize the Pacifica Radio Archives. Another was to begin developing actual programming that talks about how Pacifica, by distributing more content and using technologies like Creative Commons licensing, was helping to create more of a radio commonwealth. We also discussed the issue of reaching out to grant organizations that would fund the development of programming, particularly that's going to be distributed broadly. And we talked about the steps that needed to be taken to get the unpaid staff to sign on to the distribution of their programming over the internet and in conjunction with things like Creative Commons licensing. And Bob, of course, was part of a subcommittee from a year and a half ago that went to great efforts to develop an agreement with the unpaid staff that would enable the unpaid staff to permit their programming to be distributed by Pacifica. So those are some of the steps. Most of them don't cost any money. A number of them could be used to raise money. There are some funders out there that might be interesting if the foundation was interested in moving in this direction. But obviously we can't move in this direction if the foundation isn't interested in doing that.
This is Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, one of the problems I think we have, at least at KPFT, probably other places, is, you know, our GM, I don't think he has any objections to it, and you know, and he's made sure that we have had some things on our website, like the Winter Soldier stuff and that's, you know, from other stations, but it's just not a real high priority because, you know, always working on keeping us solvent and, you know, putting out fires and all this sort of thing. And I don't know if anybody has a really, maybe we need a little short, compelling presentation or something that we can present to our management or something, get people excited about it. Because I think it has a potential of really increasing, you know, listeners dramatically. But we haven't shown them how it would tie into fundraising. And I guess we don't really quite have the answers for that yet, you know, so that if we have thousands of people downloading podcasts, you know, maybe there's the fear that they wouldn't be contributing as if they were, you know, compared to listening live to all the pitches. So I'm just guessing at that, but has anybody thought about how to get our managers a little more excited about it?
This is Wendy.
Go ahead, Wendy.
Well, I'm not exactly answering Bill's question, but I'm a member of the Archives Committee and all, and I wasn't well enough to join them last night, but I did get a link in my email today, which is the whole Pacifica Radio Archives page on Internet Archive, or what's it, internet.org, what's it called? Archive.org. And so I can send you guys all a link, archive.org/details/Pacifica_radios_archives. And it is a whole page at the Internet Archive about PRA. And so it's actually pretty interesting. It's not exactly what Rob is talking about, what we've been talking about all this time in how to really, like, throw our stuff out there to everybody. You have to kind of know about this page, I think, but Internet Archives, archive.org stuff does come up on search engines all the time. So it's archive.org/details/Pacifica_radio_archives, and it looks awesome.
Can you send us a link?
I'll email it to you guys all right now on this technology committee email list.
That'd be great.
Great.
Yeah, I can do that right now. But I got a note from Brian when I saw it. I said, wow, this is really great. And he says, you know, that we can all write reviews of these recordings, and that would be real helpful for them.
Michael, you know, the overall issue in which the discussion of digital distribution took place was the fact that technology is changing the way broadcasting occurs. And so we're now competing in an environment in which we're not only the only, we're not the only progressive producer of program content. Our stations are now competing with international producers. So the internet is basically making radio a global medium, and the primacy of FM terrestrial broadcasting has been under threat for a long time. And so when you look at things like the reviews in Audience 2010, one of the things that you begin to see is the impact of the internet and internet radio and other digital platforms. But it's really beginning to take hold now. And our for example, 3 years ago, Democracy Now! Was still close to earning one out of every $4 that we had. Now it's available on so many platforms that it's no longer a big hit for Pacifica. Mm-hmm. So we don't have the same claim to audience. And the problem is that our local stations, the FM paradigm in which local stations are competing within a geographical market, is really not valid anymore. The internet is creating broadcasting that's got global competition. And we don't have any answer to that strategy at the station level or at the national level. So this was an attempt to say, these are some things that we can do to move Pacifica into this area. But I guess what we're doing now is we're basically saying, no, what we can do is simply keep on with the FM local station paradigm, and we're going to be okay. But my sense is that the erosion that we've seen in audiences and revenues is not only going to continue, it's going to get worse. And I don't think we have a plan.
This is Bonnie. Can I get unstacked?
Hi, Bonnie. You're on.
You know, having also been on all of those task force calls a year or so ago, I just wondered, it seemed to me that the contract that you were talking about for unpaid staff to own their material and license it to Pacifica, I thought that, Rob, you had said that that had gone to legal, and I just hadn't ever seen the outcome of that. And I wondered if that was available.
Yes, it came back from Mr. Krigler, and it came back through Dan Siegel. Sure, it's available. I'd be happy to send it to you.
But would you? That would be really great.
Uh-huh.
Is it something that you should send to all of us?
I'd be happy to, sure.
Great, thanks.
This is Wendy. I'm sending that link to pra@archive.org right now.
Cool.
This is Bob.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, maybe, Rob, you could also send out the last couple of reports that you've made to the PNB, because I thought they were very clear-cut and comprehensive and really help us.
They're awesome and inspiring.
Yeah. And maybe next month we could have we could revisit this discussion after we've all read it, because there's a lot of directions for moving forward. And I think what we need to do is have a dialogue with management about how we can move forward, how Pacifica can move forward on this. Because, like you said, Rob, this is a vital area for our survival, and it's also got a lot of exciting potential.
Thank you. I'd be happy to do that, Bob.
And also, I just point out that the Winter Soldier programming was kind of an example par excellence of the potential. Now, granted, that took a lot of time and money, but it is the sort of direction I think we should be moving in more and more. So people may want to, if they haven't gone back and looked at what is the special website that was set up for that?
War Comes Home.
WarComesHome.org.
WarComesHome.org.
Yeah, people may want to take a look at that and kind of see a model of how we might want to move more often in the future.
Hmm.
This is Henry. Can I add a couple of things?
Please do, Henry.
I guess addressing Bill's point about how to get people excited or those who aren't, or to convince the skeptics. Rob kind of emphasized the negative, I think, in terms of, you know, the competition we face and the erosion and listenership. I would say there's also a positive side to this digital distribution. For one thing, obviously it expands our potential audience to the whole 6 billion or 7 billion or however many people there are in the world. Not quite everybody's online, but we're moving in that direction. So potentially it expands our reach way beyond our five stations and the affiliates. Secondly, it takes away, in a sense, the 168-hour limit. In principle, I mean, I know Andrea and some other people have expressed some concerns, but just to focus on the positive side, in principle, aside from a few cents for hard drive space, there's infinite capacity if we could develop more programming for progressive programming, and that means we have a lot of opportunities for young people, new people, to try things out, practice, test new ideas, improve their skills, and so on, without the even if they're not at a level that we would necessarily feel confident about putting them on the air, but they can day and week and all try things out. There's a huge another advantage of digital distribution is like the rest of the internet, it allows us to connect our programming to additional information and sources for people who want to follow things up, documents, other sites, so on, to give the programming a depth that, that isn't possible on terrestrial, so-called terrestrial radio. Finally, there's a potential that distribution on the web turning into a much more interactive process and a social process where people... this is happening at the so-called Web 2.0, where people, interact, comment, discuss, debate, whatever, connect to each other's preferences. There's a whole huge transformation going on in the way most young people in the States, at least, consume and share media. And it has some scary aspects, but also some very positive aspects, I think. And if we, if we abstain from it, we really miss the way the whole culture is heading, I think. But we also miss a chance to do some really great things that we could be doing if we could get ourselves together organizationally. And financially to start moving in these directions. So I guess the point I'm making is that we shouldn't just look at this only as a threat, although it is that if we don't get ourselves together, but also as an area where there's a huge potential for if we look at our mission more broadly, not just doing radio programming, but communicating ideas, there's huge potential here for new ways to communicate ideas in a way that I think is really, really exciting.
Bonnie?
Hi, Bonnie.
I'm not sure who said it, but it might be good to also just hear from each signal area as to what is available through websites and what people know of that is going on in their particular station.
Okay. Let's move in that direction then.
I think we're at something of a conclusion, and I think also an understanding about digital distribution. So, how do we want to structure the reports from each station?
We'll just get a volunteer from each one.
Yeah, and go alphabetically again. I don't know how to do the alphabet.
I have a suggestion.
Bill, yes.
Talk about just briefly what you have and what you wish you had on your website.
That's a good idea.
What you have and what you wish you had.
Because I can think of a lot of things I wish we had.
Well, let's do KPFA. I'll try my alphabet here.
Okay, I can start, and if you guys want to jump in. KPFA's webmaster has really done a good job. About 30 of our shows, I think, or maybe slightly more, are available as podcasts, and you can sign up for those, and then they'll be delivered to your computer whenever there's a new one. Obviously, that doesn't involve music shows because it can't, because of copyright issues right now. Although all of our shows, music shows included, are available for streaming, both as MP3 and in other forms to make it as easy as possible for people. And the last report I had, we get a lot of traffic through both the podcasts and certainly our streaming. And we've been working on how to incorporate it so that we have little plugs available when you do get a podcast or go up and stream, so that we can remind people that if they get KPFA delivered to them through either streaming or digital downloads, whatever is available to them, that it might be nice if they wanted to also pledge to the station at the same time. And I couldn't give you statistics on how that's going, but I know that we're attempting to kind of integrate that better. And that's enough, unless Henry or Anthony want to add something?
This is Henry again. I agree. I think that our web people have done a very good job in the ways that Bonnie described. The archives are basically everything is archived and streamable. And I know a lot of people are listening that way. I don't know the numbers, but just from my own personal experience, lots of people that I talk to, have shifted their listening habits so that they listen largely via the web rather than the radio. I would say the biggest lack is that we have not at all really moved in the direction of any kind of interactivity, any kind of social aspect. There's no facility for, discussion, commenting, there's also, only minimal, it depends on the programmers, but there's really, on the KPFA site itself, there's really nothing, that would connect people to other sources or, take advantage of the web to deepen the information that we're providing. So I think we've done very well on the things that we've done, to be honest, in terms of where the technology is at, where the culture is at, I think, we're just barely keeping up with the curve and not at all, not at all pioneering at this point.
Maybe
pioneering by Pacifica standards. But.
If I could throw in, Henry, though, that we have been experimenting with and have done several pretty successful live blogs.
Uh-huh, okay,
right.
That's the kind of thing, I mean, yeah, there have been, you're right, there have been a few, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, that was, pretty splendid. The numbers were remarkable that we had online, topping out as far as we can possibly go.
Uh-huh.
And I know that we hope to do that more, but it involves having someone there who is administering the live blog at all times. So it's a little bit of a person power issue.
Right.
Thanks for that report. Is that a wrap?
Oh, that's a wrap from us.
I would add one thing. It'd be, I don't have the specifics, but it'd be good if we somehow did a better job of getting the word out about what we do have online. But then again, it'd be nice if we got a better job of getting the word out about what we have on our bear signal as well.
Outreaching. All right, then we'll go to Kay.
All right, this is Ali.
Hi, Ali.
What we have here, and we've actually just moved our website to a completely different server, and we're using a different system. We've moved over to a Joomla system for our content management. The online archives is actually a modification of the script that Otis McClay wrote from KPFT. 98% of our shows are archived automatically online. I've also built a logging system so I can actually track exactly how many listens, downloads, or podcasts each show gets. Some of our shows are getting over 50,000 downloads a month. Now,
wow.
We have a pitch, a pitch that is appended to the beginning of every show that asks people to consider pledging. And during Fund Drive, we modify that pitch. Actually discussed a little bit with Nicole and Pete Karakis some way that we can more effectively get our online listeners to pledge during the fund drives, because haven't seen an increase in online pitching in proportion to the amount of people that are listening online.
Yeah, they just don't.
I can send you guys a copy of the report if you'd like to see it. It also shows which countries people are logging in from as well.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Another thing is we've included a video component. I know that KPFA now has a YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And we're starting a KPFK YouTube channel. We've just put up our first video, which is a video from an event we had last Sunday at Arlington West for Memorial Day. And we think that that's one way that's going to drive a lot of traffic to our site, because once you've got those videos up on YouTube, you know, when someone watches it, YouTube will suggest other videos, and it can also link back to your station's homepage. So that's something we're hoping will help drive traffic to the station.
Excellent.
Other than that, you know, we're getting ready for our fund drive, and we're just in the process of putting together our pledge card for the new drive. And we've also, the new site is set up to be, we've incorporated Google Translation, so it's available in 23 languages, including Chinese and Arabic and Russian and just about anything else that we've found our listeners are coming from.
Wow.
This is Wendy. Can I ask a question about that?
Sure.
What is that? I've never heard of Google Translation, so how does that work?
Oh, it's really cool. Google has this really nice translation service. Our site before was just in English and Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
We had to translate everything manually.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the Google Widgets program, and it will automatically translate on the fly the web page into the language you select. And it's a free service, and it does a quite decent job of it.
So you just have to sign up for it, and that's it.
I'm looking at Arlington West in Polish.
No.
<It'd> be great. Can't actually read it, but it looks great.
Hmm. Yeah, if you don't have the fonts installed for like Arabic or Hindu, it'll just come up with a bunch of question marks. People that speak those languages probably have those fonts installed.
How do you know it does a good job?
I do speak four languages, so the ones that I do speak,
wow,
I'm able to scrutinize.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay, so I don't think this should be a motion, but can we all, like, tell the PNB or tell our managers or whoever to just install that dumb thing? And I mean, not, I don't mean dumb, but, you know. It's dumb that we don't all know about it.
Yeah.
Do we need a motion? Technology committee recommends that each station install the Google widget so that their website can be translated into... How do we say it?
I can send a direct link for instructions for installing the widget.
If you'd like a perspective view.
That's a motion. I think we have quorum and a member made a motion, so...
Technology committee recommends each station installing Google widgets so that their sites can be understood in... What's the right words to say?
Multiple languages.
What's the multiple language widget?
It's actually called the translation gadget.
That's even better.
Sorry, who made that motion?
Wendy.
Okay, I think we'll need a second.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Yeah, it's Bonnie. I just don't know very much about it. Would this be the sort of thing that it would maybe make more sense for us to just talk to the webmasters and find out if there are considerations that make it work or not work for particular websites, or if there's complications to it?
They could tell us that after we recommend it.
Bonnie's making an important point. One of the things, because we still don't have an assessment of our stations, is some of our stations don't have webmasters, and there's no way that we're going to make improvements like this because there's no one to talk to. And within the network, there's no one that talks to the stations about their web presence.
And I
as much as I like this sort of thing, I think the fundamental problem is that at some stations we don't have the capacity to do this, and we don't even have the will, the political will, to talk from one place to another within the organization to migrate the capacity to do these things.
Yeah, Carolyn on the stack here.
And Bill.
Carolyn, then Bill. Carolyn.
Thank you. Rob's point is well taken. Nicole mentioned something about looking at all the various websites, and I don't know if she suggested or just was thinking out loud about the advantages of a uniform website for every station. Because as I look at different stations, I see features in every station that would be an improvement over some other station's feature. And I think that there are a lot of things like this, the Google translation feature, and that could be adopted all over. So I'm wondering if maybe this committee couldn't sort of analyze each station and perhaps make a list of features that we think should be universal or could be, if adopted, could improve everybody else's station or some people's other stations. Does that seem like a worthwhile project? Because I see a lot of things that even if we don't have a full-time webmaster now, we might have or we could have, or a survey and a project such as this might encourage National to spring for a little more money for one if we don't have one.
Can I make a comment? This is Ali.
Okay, if that's all right with Bill.
Or is there a stack? Put me under Bill then.
And then Wendy?
And I'd like to figure out what to do with Carolyn's suggestion. If it's a substitute, if we want to handle it formally, if you just want to kind of like let it sit there for a minute.
Yeah, let's let it sit there and see if there's anybody else interested in that.
Okay. Bill?
Okay, well, I guess I'm a little skeptical. I mean, anything, if it's easy to do, I think like this would be fine. But unless we have like transcripts of our shows on our website, I'm not sure how helpful it would be to have for people to be able to review it in Polish or something, because we're basically radio stations, and if they don't understand English, or like we have a few programs in Spanish, but if they don't understand one of those, then it's not going to help them a lot. So I'm not sure I don't think it's as high a priority as some other things, like helping search engines find content and putting more content on our website related to our shows. But I'll get to that.
Ollie. Ollie, you're up.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment. You know, I sort of made an effort myself to work with other webmasters. I've worked with Michael Horowitz at WBAI and Pete Caracas, trying to work towards some kind of a unified web presence. And I've done this on my own initiative. Unfortunately, I don't know by what methods, but word has come back with suspicion of motives and odd things like that. So it's a little discouraging. But I would say that there was a suggestion once about pooling our web resources and utilizing the talents of our different web people across the network and using their strengths. So if there is a station that doesn't have a full-time webmaster or someone who does updates, you know, there might be one of us that is full-time that would be willing to contribute some time to doing some updates or some revisions. That's all.
Wendy.
I already forgot what the motion said, but what it really means is that we recommend that each... I mean, this sounds to me like something that Google has already figured out for us. Here's a little thing that you can just install, and it will translate your website to other languages for people that know how to get it in other languages. It's all great to say, well, yeah, but some of our stations don't know how to do that. That doesn't have anything to do with the motion that we're putting forward. We recommend that each station install this translator, and obviously if they can't do it, then they can ask for help or not do it. It seems to me like the work is already done for us. Let's just ask the stations or, you know, say, hey, check it out. We found this thing. You guys want to do it? Put it on. I don't see how anybody could vote against it.
Would the same thing be accomplished if we just asked Ollie to send an email to the different engineers or
Michael? Yes, because Ollie, you're a staff member,
yeah.
A paid staff member.
Yeah.
I don't. Well, this committee can't ask a paid staff member to do anything. We can recommend that stations do something. The PMB would have to approve it. We could between now and then give them more means to make it happen. But this is like not a big deal, you guys. It's just like, do we want people in other languages to maybe run across our station or not?
I have a question. Andrea.
Andrea, go ahead.
I mean, if this happened, wouldn't this help people internationally or in other communities get wind of the network? Even if they could understand the programs in English, it would make it more accessible to people who speak other languages, would it not? Isn't that what the translation would do? I mean, in terms of search and searches?
Right. Well, if I can just follow up what I was saying, I'm fine with the motion. I would just think that it has a lot of formality, and if a simple email would advise, you know, the webmasters that it exists, then, I mean, I think Wendy just wants to communicate this technology, you know.
I don't know if they all know about it.
Right. So anyway, I'm good with the motion. I just seems kind of formal, and I've seen a lot of that stuff sort of just end up nowhere.
I have an amendment for that motion.
Oh, who's that?
This is Ali.
Ali? Okay.
I would amend that if the widget is compatible with the web architecture they're using.
Great.
It's Bonnie. I'm basically in favor of it, but I actually would prefer that we just ask people if it works for them before we go recommending.
It's their job to unrecommend it if it's not compatible.
Yeah, but why?
Or they might want to try to figure out a way to make it compatible, knowing once they find out about it.
Plus, the recommendation is not mandatory.
Right.
How about suggest instead of recommend?
Wendy, it's your court there.
I don't remember what the motion is now. Does Henry know?
I guess you're responding to the amendment currently. Or are you
I just wrote down the
amendment.
Can Henry read the motion?
I just wrote down that you moved to recommend that all stations install the Google translation. Which
that's the motion. Yes. That's the motion. Thank you.
And then Ali's wanted to, a clause in it that says if it's compatible.
I think that's great.
Okay. Well, we're at the bottom of this discussion, I think. I'll pause to listen to anyone else wanting to add
their
voice.
This is Rob.
Go ahead, Rob.
I think what we should do is we should pass a broad resolution that attempts to actually get the network to take the capacities that it has to migrate the best practices and the people at the stations that have been able to create positive change and figure out how to get them to work with other stations that don't have that capacity.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's our biggest problem is we have some stations that invest wisely in technology and they hire terrific technological staff. We have some of them on the call tonight. You know, we have other stations that don't do that. And I'm not going to, you know, there's no point in making people feel bad about that. But the fact of the matter is that what we don't have the capacity, what we don't do in the network is we don't take the things that people do well and try to figure out how to move them to other stations. And then the other stations are struggling and they're saying, well, we can't do this and we can't do, you know. And we haven't been able to get, them to learn the lessons that other stations have that are helping them navigate, you know, the current environment. And so if we want to do something, it would seem to me that we should try to make as broad a statement as possible that doesn't threaten people or doesn't, you know, it's not saying you have to do this or we're going to, you know, cut off your, you know, this. But simply to say that it should be our policy to take, you know, the experiences of stations that have invested well in technology and in technologically, you know, competent staff and move them to other stations and try to set some standards.
All right. I think that's maybe a different motion, and we should throw this one up before we
sure.
open that discussion. I mean, I'd like to do what is the will of the committee.
I just don't think Google Translation Service is going to solve our problems.
I didn't say it would.
All right.
It's not even going to get implemented, Wendy, at our station. It's not going to happen.
But we can say, okay, we're going to give you somebody else. They're not going to go for that either.
Well, okay, we shouldn't have back and forth. Let me just rule that the motion is sort of...
Forgive me, I didn't mean to engage in that.
Okay, it's kind of out of order. Let's finish this one, and then if you want to entertain that one, I think we could open a discussion. But we're in the middle of, if I can place us, here in Houston, it's, I guess, 8:37. It's an hour-long meeting so far. We probably will push it another half an hour. And we're in the middle of reports from the stations, and we're going to close up this motion by Wendy. So we'll vote on the amendment first. Is there any objection to Ollie's amendment to Wendy's motion? I think it was friendly.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so then I will... ask if there's anybody who opposes the motion. Okay, hearing no opposition, then we'll just say it passes. Is that right? Okay. So let's move on with, I guess, it was Ollie's report. That's where we got off on this discussion, right?
Or Rob's motion?
What about Rob's motion?
We can go. Okay, Rob, go ahead.
Well, my motion simply should be would be, first of all, that in the event that there is an assessment of the technological capacities of the Pacifica stations and the foundation, that it should be the policy of Pacifica to migrate the best practices of the stations that have invested funds, that have invested in funding and staff to migrate the best practices to other stations that have had less success. So there are three parts of the motion. One is that supposedly floating around someplace in the ether, there is an assessment of Pacifica and the stations that was conducted by Pete Caracas and John Almella, and that based on that, the stations that have done a good job of investing in technology and technological staff, that their practices should be migrated to the other stations that have had less success.
Can I ask a question?
Is that too blocky, Henry?
I think I got your wording now.
Okay.
Point of information, Carolyn here.
Carolyn, you're first.
Yeah, I'm wondering, since I didn't realize there was an assessment of the stations already in print, does this include technological features, or is it about ease of use, usability in the websites, graphics, aesthetics, and so on?
Carolyn. I really don't know. All I know is that we've been hearing for over 2 years now that there was going to be an assessment of the technology by the technological staff, and I think, and my understanding is that that's been done. We of course haven't seen it and won't see it, but I think that assessment should be the basis for figuring out how to migrate, you know, best practices from stations that have invested well in technology and staff to stations that are having less success in doing that.
Well, if I may, I'm
sure.
Still a little confused about what this assessment is, because I don't think it's what
we don't know. We haven't seen it.
I know, so maybe it's a little premature then to make a motion on it until we know, because I'm thinking of things like usability and interface and search engines and so on, and I don't know if that's what's in there or not.
My sense is that there is a study out there, that there is a report out there, and that report has, that unless we use that report as the basis for making improvements, we're all going to be shooting in the dark.
Well,
I
propose that we postpone until maybe a task force from this committee has a chance to look at that and
no, I don't think we should do that. I think we should simply act as if such a report exists and make sure that be the basis for practices that take the lessons of the stations that are doing well and moving them across to stations that need help.
Okay, we're going back and forth, so that was informational, but Carolyn moved to table it, which seems like a Robert's Rule kind of thing to do, so maybe we should see if that's...
Well, actually, I wanted to make a task force to look at this more closely and report on the contents of the report before we go recommending it?